You're listening to Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Gaming Podcast. Here's your host, John Wall.
It's March 6, 2025, and welcome to another episode of Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Video Game Podcast. My name is John Wall, and every week I bring you my video game impressions, the latest industry news, and tales of a Gen X geek delivered to you in just 15 minutes. Thank you so much for tuning into the show this morning. Sit back, relax, and enjoy your Dunkin' while we get things rolling. Also, apologies if I sound a little off this week. I've been battling a cold since Monday, so if I sound slightly sexier than normal, my apologies. On today's episode, we're going to be talking about the PDP Riffmaster Wireless Guitar Controller. But first, let's check out the latest gaming news. And storied video game publisher Acclaim has risen from the dead after filing for bankruptcy 20 years ago. VGC reports that the resurrected company will be headed by new CEO Alex Joseph, formerly of Graffiti Games. And in a statement, Joseph says that their goal is, quote, to support indie developers and reignite classic franchises. VGC goes on to say, to accomplish this, an advisory board of esteemed industry leaders has been set up to shape the publisher's future, with board members including Russell Binder, founding partner of licensing and merchandising company Stryker Entertainment, Mark Kaplan, founder of business consultancy firm Ridge Partners, and Jeff Jarrett, wrestler. Which, yeah, okay. If you remember Acclaim from their first go around, you know, they were kind of in that 90s heyday. You'll recall that they were primarily known for licensed games. So I'm not sure which classic franchises they're going to be able to pull from. Some of the games that they released back in the day were Turok Dinosaur Hunter, South Park, Aggressive Inline, which was actually a really solid Tony Hawk style game, a whole bunch of wrestling video games, and Dave Mira's BMX Triple X, the game that attempted to combine everyone's love of extreme sports and pornography. So, yeah, we'll see what that looks like, if it ever materializes into anything more than just this press release. So if you've been listening to my shows for a while now, you might know that I've been pretty seriously into Rock Band over the years. And being serious about Rock Band isn't really like, you know, being way into Halo or whatever. It's a financial commitment. Since 2007, I have purchased about half a dozen video games, two drum kits, several guitars, multiple microphones, a guitar, and over 500 DLC songs. Oh, and one stage kit complete with strobe lights and a smoke machine. Literally thousands of dollars at this point that I've spent on that franchise. So even though the series has gone dormant and they're no longer releasing any new DLC, it's still a game that I break out from time to time because I just love it so much. And because of the enormous quantity of rock that I exude while playing, it's inevitable that the instruments, you know, they start to wear out over time. The neck of the guitar gets a little creaky, the buttons get a little loosey-goosey, and your whammy bar starts to fall limp. So basically, your guitar turns into a middle-aged man. Thankfully, you no longer need to scour eBay or Facebook Marketplace for gently used guitars because PDP released the Riffmaster Wireless Guitar Controller, and it features some cool new improvements over the originals. They were nice enough to send me one to rock out with, so it's time to rock and roll all night and then take a good long nap afterwards because, man, playing Rock Band makes me sleepy now. So first thing, the look and feel of the guitar is going to be very familiar to you if you're used to the standard Rock Band Stratocaster. You've got your standard five buttons at the top of the neck, the five buttons towards the bass for guitar solos, your strum and whammy bars, D-pad, which you can adjust the volume with, all the things that you would expect from a Rock Band guitar. And it feels good. It's solid. It feels well made. It's also, it features a rechargeable lithium battery with a 36-hour lifespan, so you won't be swapping out double A's. Some of the newer features that are really nice are an analog stick that's along the back of the neck. So, like, if you're playing right-handed, you would use your left thumb, and you can use that to navigate, which is cool. My favorite feature, though, has got to be that it's collapsible. There's a tab along the back that you slide, and then the entire neck folds over. Anyone who has been into Rock Band or Guitar Hero games knows that the biggest pain in the butt is storing your instruments. So being able to fold this in half and easily stash it away is like almost worth the price of admission by itself. So I booted up Rock Band 4 and I put the Riffmaster through its paces. A little bit of Avenged Sevenfold, some Megadeth, you know, some bands that were really going to get the fingers flying and test this thing out. And it all felt good. The feel of the guitar it's familiar enough that you don't really need to think about it too much, you know. The muscle memory came right back to me, even if my, fingers don't quite go as fast as they used to. In fact, I even had to drop the difficulty down to hard to keep up. I'm getting old, but maybe I can work my way back up to expert eventually. And this controller is also compatible with Fortnite Festival, which, if you aren't familiar with the story there, Epic bought Rock Band developer Harmonix and pretty much turned them into a Fortnite studio. Festival is their Rock Band-esque game within Fortnite. And I gotta say, I am not a fan of it. It was weird to get into. You know, you have to log in through regular Fortnite, and then you have to navigate your character, you know, running around in a backstage area to kind of set things up. And it was just, I don't know, it felt overly complicated and weird. There's a rotating selection of free songs, which is cool, which is good in theory. But unless you're big into music like Kendrick Lamar and Billie Eilish and Charlie XCX, you know, nothing against them, but that's not what I play Rock Band for. You're going to want to pay to permanently unlock some of those songs that you really want. But those songs, they're like double what they cost in Rock Band. They're almost $5 per song, which is just ridiculous. That's just nuts. Worst of all, while the game supports the Riffmaster controller, that's all it supports. So no other guitars, no microphone, no drums. It's this guitar, which is great. It's an awesome guitar, or a controller. So if you're into pop music and you just want to play, you know, with the D-pad, then I guess that's fine. But as a substitute for actual Rock Band, it's not even close. Don't even try. On the plus side, though, if you do get the Xbox version of the Riffmaster guitar, it'll be compatible with PC, meaning that you can use it on some of the, let's just say, alternative games that are available online. And it took a little bit of tinkering to get that to work, but once it did, it worked great. So from what I can tell, though, the PlayStation version does not work with PC, for what that's worth. So if you're a Rock Band aficionado like me and you're looking for a new guitar, the Riffmaster is really high quality and I would jump on it right away. It looks good. It feels good. It plays good. And it has some neat new features. And best of all, you can buy it like in a store right now. No more scouring eBay and garage sales for you. You know, when I was younger, one of the things that I would find most humorous about older people, let's say, is when they would pass gas right in front of you without a care in the world. I thought it must be nice to be able to drop it like it's hot wherever you are without feeling any sense of shame. To hit that age where you can just act how you want and people just say, "Oh, that funny old man." Now, surely that would never be me, right? Right? Yeah, so the other day I'm walking down the hallway at work and I could feel that I had a bullet in the chamber. I was locked and loaded, so my plan is to get to the end of the hallway where there's a restroom and I can unleash hell in the men's room where it's socially acceptable to do so. Well, as poet Robert Burns once said, the best laid plans of mice and men often go awry, because I carpet bombed that entire hallway with absolutely no control of the situation nor regard for human life. And remember, I work in a very busy place, a professional workplace, a major metropolitan hospital, a level one trauma center. The hallways are always full of people going back and forth, saving lives and caring for the ill. And here I am, rat-a-tat-tatting my way down the hall. No matter how I tried to contain it, the barrage just continued. Not loudly, but absolutely not quietly either. So add that one to the list of things to look forward to as you get old. You will fart seemingly at random, uncontrollably, and you just need to accept that. Thank you so much for listening to Midlife Side Quest. I really appreciate you making time in your day to hang out with me. You can catch a new episode of the show every Thursday morning wherever you listen to podcasts, and you can support the show by subscribing and leaving a review. Until next time, be well and happy gaming.